Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The 1-2 on the way again, and a swing and a fly ball deep right center field. Rojas in the gap on the run at the wall. It's off the wall, and the game is over. It stayed in play, but plenty deep enough to win it for the Jays, and they come running out of the dugout to celebrate with Kirk as they beat their former closer, Jordan Romano, tonight. 2-1 the final as the Phillies lose the walk-off.
Yeah, not great. That was an annoying one last night. Welcome on in. It is the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, Kyle Quinn behind the glass. You guys with us. But in today for Hugh, as he is on his Bucky's adventure, is Elliot Shore Parks. Elliot, how's it going?
So I've also been to Bucky's, but let me tell you.
Oh, you have?
Oh, I've been to Bucky's. I've never seen, though, someone love Bucky's the way Hugh Douglas's timeline is loving himself some Bucky's.
5
right
a.m. He's in the bathroom at Bucky's and putting videos
amazing.
Up. It's kind of weird.
The video of him walking in, recording the person at the cashier, like, why is this happening right now?
That poor woman.
I could just see the smile on Hugh's face.
Yes. We'll do a little check-in with Hugh Douglas and his trip down to Georgia. He's off for a couple days. Elliot in today. Elliot, how you doing today?
Doing good. I'm excited to be working with you. I feel like we very rarely get to do a full show together. Obviously, Kyle as well. Excited. We see if I can get Kyle angry.
That'll
happen at one point. So, I'm super pumped to be here.
All right. We got a lot to get to. 215-592-9494. A good giveaway coming up in a little bit. We'll get to some Eagles stuff, including CJGJ responding or talking about what Vic Fangio said.
As he always does.
You knew he would.
The tweet and delete is a signature move of the CJGJ.
He takes the bait every single time. So we'll get to that. And the latest on Joe DeCamera versus Jack Fritz. It seems like Jack finally he finally stood up yesterday and didn't let DeCamera push him around anymore. So we'll get to all that. But LA, we got to start with the Phillies. They lose last night. It's an annoying loss. Like Romano loses in the ninth. I don't trust him at all. But the big issue last night was they didn't score more, right? They had one extra base hit. It was the Castellanos home run. But they had an opportunity, Elliot, in the fifth inning. So they load the bases with the bottom of the order, and they could bring the top of the order up. Bryson Stott, Trey Turner. And this happened when Stott got up. And really, it was this moment that I realized an experiment we've been doing for a while. We got to stop it. Here's the fifth inning. Bryson Stott up. Bases loaded, one out. A chance to break the game open.
Bases full. Kepler at third. Romuto at second. Marsh at first. Another 3-2. And a swing and a pop-up playable near third. Barger is under it. The infield fly rule called, and Barger makes the catch on the infield grass. And Stott, a long battle, but again, he's out number two.
All right, Elliot. And then Turner popped up. But really, it's Stott that had my attention there. Because, you know, about a month and a half ago, Topper made the decision against right-handed pitching. They're going to put Bryson Stott as leadoff hitter. And I think a lot of people really love the idea because Bryson Stott kind of like is what we think a leadoff hitter is supposed to look like. He takes pitches, he works the count.
Yeah, it's like a, you know, that meme, what you ordered versus what arrived.
Yes.
Like we thought he could be a leadoff hitter, but when you actually see it, not as much.
Yeah, he just doesn't do enough. I mean, like, he works pitchers, and I do think he gives a quality at bat, but at some point you got to produce. So I heard Scott during the broadcast last night say, as a leadoff hitter coming into the day, his on-base percentage was 300. Obviously, he didn't have a good night. So it's under 300 now as a leadoff hitter. He has an OPS under 700. I looked this morning. 28 of the 30 leadoff hitters in baseball have a better OPS. Like, the Phillies are at a deficit every single day because he just doesn't provide enough. And Elliot, I'm ready to move him off the leadoff spot. I know a lot of people wanted him to be the guy and like the way the lineup is. I just feel like we're doing one hand tied behind our back, right? We get our three best hitters between whatever order you want to put them, Turner, Harper, Schwarber. And instead of those guys starting the game, we're starting this thing with Bryson Stott. I'm ready to move Stott to the leadoff spot. Where do you come down?
Yeah, I am too. And I'll admit, hands up, I was in the camp of try him there. You look at him the way he, you know, fouls off pitches. He does take, it seems like, a lot of pitches when he's at the plate. I was into the idea, but it's not worked out. And here's where I'm at with the leadoff spot and kind of with this team in general. I'm ready to put Schwarber back at the top. I think this team has been at their best when they have Kyle Schwarber leading off for them. And look, there's the leadoff spot in the traditional role of what you want from them and all those things. But I just think this team gets such a mental advantage when Kyle Schwarber is the first person to go up. And last night was such a good example. The bottom of the order gets on base, right? They do their job. And you're supposed to have, at that point, your best hitter go up, or at the very least, one of your top two hitters.
Wait, before you go on, like, I was looking this morning. Fernando Tatis hits leadoff.
Yep. Shohei Ohtani.
Francisco Lindor. Yep. Like, guys that bring, like, thump, or at least they get on base a lot, and we don't have that.
So, one thing you'll learn about me, Joe, maybe you already know it about me, is, like, when I get into something, it becomes, like, my whole personality. So, probably eight years ago, I got obsessed with baseball books. I must have read 20 baseball books.
Oh, wow.
That year.
I didn't know this about you.
Oh, it was big, big time, right?
Oh, we got to have a baseball book club then.
Well, I forget everything about
it. Oh, you're done.
Yeah, that was then. Yeah, I enjoyed the year. Yeah. But one of my main things I'll always remember for that is, like, people spend way too much time worrying about, like, the machination of the lineup. You know what I mean? Like, well, he's a leadoff hitter. Like, here's the bottom line. The Phillies are at their best when Kyle Schwarber is at leadoff. Like, we have seen this. He brings pop, to your point. I just think this team has the talent in the lineup. They could probably use another bat, which we'll get into. But ultimately, the Phillies are a team. They're at their best when Schwarber's leading off. They're having fun. They're playing Dancing on My Own. Like, that's who this Phillies team is. And I'm sick of watching them run away from it and try to change and try to be something they're not. And this whole experiment at leadoff is such a good example of them trying to go away from what's worked in the past. Maybe they won't win a World Series with the way they do things, with Schwarber there, with, like, their mentality, with, like, the locker room celebrate or clubhouse celebrations. But you know what? I've seen them come a lot closer doing it that way than this way when they are trying to play around too much at the top of the order. So for me, I would put Kyle Schwarber back up top.
All right, 215-592-9494. So it's funny you mentioned the books thing. I probably read some of the books that you read that year when you were into baseball books. Mm-hmm. One of them, and speaking of lineups, the thing that a lot of people seem to have realized over the years is the order probably is overrated, but you want to stack your best hitters. Like, that's your best chance to score runs. Put them all together. And then eventually they'll start hitting at the same time and you'll score runs. And I feel like that's the problem right now is we are giving extra at-bats to a guy that doesn't deserve him, Bryce Stott.
100%.
So while I've always been a Schwarber leadoff guy, and that was like I lived with that for years, I actually might surprise you on this because I'm not ready to do that. But here's what I am ready and wanting to do. I want to move Stott of the leadoff spot, and I want to just move everybody else up a spot. So, like, Turner's been two. And Harper's been three, and Schwarber's been four. I'm just going to move those guys up to 1, 2, 3. Turner one, Harper two, Schwarber three. Because I do feel like if we move Schwarber to leadoff, which I know it's worked before, we have nobody to protect Bryce Harper. Like, that's the one thing that Schwarber and the switch they did this year was trying to accomplish, which is have someone behind Bryce Harper. Because we saw it early in the season. They stopped pitching him. We've seen it in the playoffs before when it's Castellanos or it's Bohm. You know, they will just pitch around Bryce Harper. Yeah. So I feel like if we put Turner 1 and Harper 2 and Schwarber 3, at least we have that. At least we have someone to protect Bryce Harper. Because I just, like, last night bothered me so much. Because if the lineup is your way or my way, right, it's not Stott, then in that spot we either have Turner, Harper coming up or Schwarber, Turner coming up. And we just, if they have it one of our ways, they're scoring runs last night in that spot.
Yeah, 100%. And so I do agree with you. They need someone to protect Bryce. I mean, you know, I'm talking about the past success. I don't think it's coincidence that in 2022, when they went all the way to the World Series, they had somebody protecting Bryce. And last year, 2 years, like, they haven't had that guy, right? Reese got hurt in 2023, wasn't obviously here last year. So, yes, I agree with you that you need someone to protect Bryce. But for me, to your point of what you're saying, like, when you're creating the lineup, you want to stack them all together, but you also want your best guy at the top. And this year, that's been Schwarber.
It has.
Schwarber has been their best guy. He's been their most consistent hitter. Because also, it comes down to this. Who do I want not only leading off, but in a big spot, who do I want at bat? And you can make an argument for Harper. Obviously, this year he's been a little more inconsistent. He's coming off an injury. I know he had a home run two nights ago, but you know, I don't know if he's shown that same power this year.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Schwarber has shown that same power. And when he's at leadoff, I think this team just gets in a level of comfort that I'm not sure they've completely gotten in this year. I know they have a good record, obviously, but a lot of that's been the pitching. That's not really the bats. When Schwarber's up top, they just seem like everything falls into place. So I get your point. But I am disappointed, to be completely honest, with you abandoning Schwarber as leadoff.
Well, I'm not. It's not an abandoning. No,
like you can say the little, you know, whatever move. First of all, does Harper even like to hit second?
Major league buddies. We don't do that.
Well, like
So Elliot's got to be major league buddies
Look, the best players on the team should get to do what they want, right?
Geez.
Yes, that's 100% how it should go. Harper wants to hit third, he should hit third. If Schwarber wants to hit leadoff, he should hit leadoff.
What if they both want to hit ninth?
Well, I'm not okay with that. but regardless, in the top, like, I'm a big believer, though, that the best player should get to decide where they go in the lineup for the most part.
Here's what I need today. I need Bryce to start not in the leadoff spot. We're going to have the Phillies play a day game today. It's a 3 o'clock start in Toronto. Jack's going to have leading off at 2.
Must-win game?
Yes. If they lose another series, we're hitting the panic button.
Yeah,
we can't have that. So it's a big game today. The Bryce and Stott experiment, I know every time Topper talks about this, it feels like there's like a scale. Like, he does work the count, and I think there's value to that because the more pitches he sees, you know, and hitting leadoff, like eventually you get that starting pitcher out of the game if he wastes like 25 pitches. I think there's value to Stott, and I like Stott. He's a good defender, quality at bat,
but he
doesn't hit enough.
Well, but to your point, he is like the reason you put your best hitters at the top of the lineup is they get more at bats. Like,
yes.
Stott is not one of their best hitters. He's even a top five hitter.
So I would say Turner, Schwarber, Harper, right?
Right. I would argue Castellanos. Like, I'd rather have Castellanos up in a big spot than Stott.
Yeah, I mean,
playoff time.
At the best, he's their fifth or sixth best hitter.
Yeah.
Right, at the best. And
that's not somebody you want to prioritize at the top. And to the other thing, too, the Stott thing just feels like an unnecessary experiment to me. I know that they want to try more things this year because come playoff time, he's been reluctant to make changes.
Yep.
I get that, but at the same time, you do have to also do what works and what's best for the team. And Stott leading off is not best for the team.
Now, his numbers, I mean, they're pretty dreadful at the leadoff spot. His on-base percentage is under 300. 215-592-9494. That's how you hop in. All right, we're ready to end the Bryce and Stott leadoff experiment. Are you? And is it time to move Schwarber back to the leadoff spot? Kyle, where do you come down as the Phillies lose 2-1 last night? In part, because they couldn't break that game open when they had a shot.
Yeah, I'm with Elliot. I'm disappointed in you.
Oh,
not only because of the Schwarber thing.
You go to bat for Schwarber for years, and now at the point of like a point of inflection here, you're abandoned.
No,
it's a joke. And this is not
pledge-like
activity.
No, you know what? You know what's being lost here? I am giving Trey Turner a huge bump to the leadoff spot, and no one will remember this when everyone says I hate Trey Turner. I'm advocating for him to leadoff every day.
Or are you setting him up to fail?
No, I'm not setting up to fail.
Is he setting him up to fail, Kyle?
Yes, of course he is.
I think he is.
Offense has been pretty good this year.
It seems like you're going to pull the tablecloth out.
See, you guys are reading too much.
Well,
this.
I, first of all, Elliot and I took the pledge seriously. I'm starting to question whether you did.
Pledge?
Or not.
I did take the pledge.
And now it's all status quo.
I created the pledge, okay? And the pledge was to react every day to what happens.
Yeah.
And no, I want Stott out of the leadoff spot.
I also need Stott out of the leadoff spot. And I don't know. I understand the whole protect Harper thing, and Schwarber obviously gives him the best protection. But we've seen this team go deep into the postseason for years without Kyle Schwarber hitting behind Bryce Harper. Like, the best version of this lineup for a few years has been Schwarber at the top. And I understand there's the old school mentality of putting Kyle Schwarber at four. He's your power hitter. But, like, I look at the Dodgers with Shohei Ohtani at leadoff. They lead the league in batting average as a team. They lead the league in home runs as a team. They lead the league in RBIs as a team with their best hitter at the top of the order.
Like, Padres with Tatis.
Yeah, I just think about that spot that came up in the game last night. And if the bases are loaded, do I want slap hitter Trey Turner up there, who doesn't meet the moment? Or do I want Kyle freaking Schwarber up there, who always meets the moment with a bang? I want Kyle Schwarber.
It was a good bang.
It was a good bang.
I need Schwarber up there.
So, but here's what I would say, too. So I get the protecting Harper thing. But protecting Harper matters less if there's no one on base.
Of course.
Like when he comes up. So I just think ultimately you want, I know you're going to put them both in the first inning. But it's more important that the leadoff guy gets on, in my opinion, than it is that you prioritize protecting Harper.
Yeah, I'm trying to thread that needle and do both. But if they put Schwarber back in leadoff spot, you know I'm not going to be mad about it.
I can see it in your eyes.
I'm a Schwarber guy.
Yeah. It sounds like you're a Trey Turner guy.
Well, you know what? That's a twist on things, me being a Trey Turner guy. 215-592-9494. Let's go to the phone lines here. I think it's been time for a while. The Phillies have just danced around this. And they have so many other issues. We really haven't harped on this. I mean, the bullpen clearly isn't very good. The defense, and we saw it last night when Marsh couldn't get to that ball in the gap that he should have. He should have caught that ball. The defense isn't very good. The one thing they have that's great is starting pitching. We've ignored this because it hasn't been the biggest issue.
Well, and the other thing, too, is last night was kind of like the worst nightmare as a Phillies fan. Like, when you project how they'll lose come postseason time,
bullpen, defense.
The bat's going silent and the bullpen blowing it.
Yep. Yeah. And the one thing that we could get, like, people forget, I think, last year the starting pitching was good against the Mets. That wasn't the problem.
Yeah, the bullpen blew it.
Yeah. Every time we talk about the Phillies, well, they have great starting pitching. Well, they had great starting pitching. They went out in four games last year. You need other things. Chris in Middletown is up. Hey, Chris.
Happy Where's Waldo Day, man.
Good morning, Chris.
Well, what up, Chris?
We're going to check in and see where Hugh Douglas is at some point today as well.
Is he still at Bucky's?
He might be. I have a working theory he slept there in the bathroom, but we'll save that for later. Go ahead.
Well, I want to share something about Douglas. I got a little report on Douglas. So I guess they are also getting one of the many faces of Hugh. They're getting selfish Douglas, because if you notice in his video, when he pulls into Bucky, before he goes in for his self-admitted two-hour stay in the bathroom, he parks at a gas pump. Talk about a major violation.
Hold on. I have a different feeling on that. It was 5 o'clock in the morning, and there's 100 gas bays.
No.
You can take a spot.
No circumstance. I hate when people park their car, pump gas, and go inside. Like, I hate that.
No, but wait. I think at Wawa at 4 o'clock in the afternoon or 7 in the morning, like when it's really busy, that's totally wrong.
Wrong's wrong.
No matter the time of day, wrong is wrong. So when I used to do nights and after Phillies games, and I would go home and I need gas, and it's 1 o'clock in the morning, and I'm the only one there. I can't pump and go in and get coffee.
You have no idea what's going to happen in those 5 minutes.
Yes, I do.
You have a bunch of cars could come up. Someone would come up and want to use that spot.
Stop.
Like, pump your gas and get off.
What are the chances at 1 o'clock in the morning or at Bucky's at 5 a.m. there's that many people that need gas?
Chris, I'm happy you called them out
this. This is wrong. Chris, go ahead.
So, Joe, to your point before we move on from this, I'll follow your logic, and he's still wrong. You said he got there at 5 a.m. He admitted he's going to be there until at least 7 a.m.
Well, I didn't think about that.
The morning rush hour.
Yeah.
So still major violation. So let's move on.
Okay.
Kyle and Elliot.
Yes.
ESP, I can't believe I'm going to agree with you. But
Welcome to the right side.
Don't fall for the banana in the tailpipe today with this character you're sitting next to, Mr. Joe Giglio. Kyle is 100% correct on Joe. He's setting the table for the Turner fall.
I'm giving him the leadoff spot. Does anyone hear what I say, or do you just hear what you want to hear? I'm giving him the leadoff spot because he's been consistently good.
I listen very intently, and I hear what I hear. Okay? So I need you guys to go over and check the box, because I bet you any amount of money, the wand is missing and he's holding it under the table. Pause.
No. No. You gotta relax. I am fine with Trey leading off right now and Schwarber batting three and Harper two.
What a tepid endorsement that was.
I'm fine with it.
You're fine with it. Sounds like Vic talking about, you know.
He's better than Stott. I know that.
It's like how much Vic was for Huff. Okay?
Exactly. Right.
Yeah. No. Exactly. So listen, I want Bryce to lead off. That makes the most sense. He is the best player on this team. He is the captain of the team. I want him there. It works. You guys said for Tatis, but you know who else it works for? The best player in Major League Baseball in Shohei Ohtani. So I want Bryce.
So, Chris, where I would disagree with you on this, and I hate to part sides because I love being on your side of things, but like, I don't think Bryce is the captain of the team. I think Schwarber is the captain of the team. And this year, I think he's been the best player.
For my take, he's the captain.
There you go.
Team.
I like that. So, that's why I like your calls, Chris.
For my spin, this is what I need to say.
This is what I need to say,
Exactly. We fit the narrative to fit our story. So here's what I want, guys. I want Bryce at leadoff. But here is a problem. This is the biggest problem with this team. Will the players let them make these moves? Will Topper have the stones to make a move? We need leadership. We need leaders to take control, because we need a championship. Stop worrying about their feelings and do what gets results. Man up. Lock in. Stop being S-O-F-T. Stop.
Soft.
His commitment to doing the Eagles chant thing every day is... it's impressive.
I would say most days, I'm not even sure what word he's going to chant.
I don't even know what he spelled right there.
Soft.
Oh, soft. Okay.
Commitment to not be soft. And then he chanted soft. So I keep waiting for him to trip up over spelling. Because you try to chant.
Yeah, it's tough.
I mean, a lot of people we know around here.
Ask the mayor.
I mean, can't even chant Eagles.
it's right.
It's the word we all say the most, and some people can't even chant it. Aaron is in San Diego. What's up, Aaron?
Good morning, Philadelphia.
Good morning, Aaron. What's up, buddy?
You know what is? We're talking about what's wrong today, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know what's wrong?
What's that?
Is when you talk about attending a Beyonce concert or a Taylor Swift concert without starting with, my wife really wanted to go to this concert, so I bought tickets, or my daughter's a really big fan.
Well, first, to be clear, I attended both concerts, not either or. I went to Taylor and Beyonce, and I proudly went. Look, my wife was excited to go, too. But when we went to Beyonce, it was me and my best friend and our wives that went.
So, who was the most excited? You?
I would say equally excited.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's a great show. Have you ever seen him, Aaron?
Fanboy.
Yeah.
Fanboy.
Yes, Aaron.
The other thing is your advanced knowledge of the Backdoor Boys and NSYNC.
Backstreet.
A little over the top.
Well, Aaron, I don't know how old you are, but when I was growing up, NSYNC and Backstreet Boys were.
It sounds like Aaron's afraid to express himself.
I know, seriously. It sounds like you have a strong opinion about this type of music.
Good artists are good artists. I mean, you got to give it up for people that are good artists.
A banger's a banger.
All right, and then a few more things that are wrong. Hmm. Joe, you and Kyle talk about you people, i.e. myself included, the loyal Eagle fans that think that they could do no wrong. What do you say? What is that? It's the Super Bowl what?
Super Bowl syndrome. Yeah, which you have. I mean, clearly.
Do you have anything on the Phillies, by the way, Aaron? Just wondering.
No, we're not talking about the Phillies.
We are, though. We're trying. Yeah. I mean, it's said to me that the board in front of me says you have something to say about the Phillies.
Yeah, it's also not the Aaron in San Diego show.
Yeah, that's a fact.
What else is wrong, okay? Is Elliott suffers from what they call the Eagles Insider of the Year syndrome.
Mm. But that's a good thing. You want to be the Insider of the Year.
Yeah, I tried to catch that.
Nobody has called Elliott out on the Dallas Goedert fiasco.
Whoa.
Nobody called Elliott out on his draft day analysis.
Well, hold on. But I think he was right about
Goedert. I was dead right about Goedert. The draft day thing, I agree. I did not think Jahi Campbell was a possibility. But to be fair, I think 5 days out, the Eagles didn't think it was either.
Yeah, I don't think most people did.
And Joe, and no offense, you can play the tape back, but I called you guys a couple months before the draft.
Oh, my goodness.
Because of the Kobe Keenan injury.
All right, Aaron.
I just can't take it.
You're not going to be the insider here. Aaron, what are you doing at leadoff?
The worst.
So here's what I'm doing, is we can't keep doing the same thing over and over again, right?
Right.
We tried Stott. We tried Turner at one point.
Well, no, Turner's done it a good amount of times to success this year. Turner has been a quality leadoff hitter this season.
The Phillies need to take a page out of the Eagles' playbook.
Oh, boy.
They need to start injecting youth. Hal Abel is not in the starting lineup after two wonderful pitching displays.
He is in the rotation.
Hal Crawford is not up here.
He doesn't care.
You know, trying to you could do better than what Stott's doing with Crawford. It can't get much worse.
Well, I'm not sure. He's never played in the big leagues. What do you want to put Justin Crawford up here and lead him off?
The same thing. You know, you wanted to talk about Jalix Hunt yesterday. Same thing about Jalix Hunt.
No, but Jalix Hunt, no.
I think there's a difference between the pressure of leadoff and Jalix Hunt taking rotational snaps.
Yeah, Jalix Hunt, like, that's like calling Crawford up and batting him eighth or ninth. Like, that's different. You make it sound like Jalix Hunt was their number one edge rusher the entire season. What are we doing here?
No, Jalix Hunt, they injected youth into the lineup, and towards the end of the year, he became an important
player. So I think a better example for you, Aaron, like, as fellow Beyonce fans, we can help each other. Like, Quinyon's a better example.
Yeah.
Like, Cooper. Like,
yeah.
Jalix, I get your point that the Eagles went to youth and that helped them. I just think the spotlight of a leadoff hitter on a team that's trying to win a World Series is a little different than what Jalix did.
Yeah,
it's more what Quinyon did.
Call him up and let him get his feet wet. So you want Justin Crawford as the leadoff hitter, who hasn't played in the major leagues.
I want something. I want them to inject youth. You know, we've got this farm system that we coddle and we baby. It's time to see if they can put up.
All right.
If not, then they shut up and they go back.
Yeah, but they're trying to win games in the meantime. All right, Aaron, we appreciate it. 215-592. That was
don't appreciate that.
That was kind of brutal.
It was annoying.
It was
I like an outside the box idea though.
No, the idea was fine.
Yeah,
but you know, we don't need to do the whole the Backstreet
people
Boys
really
thing.
Really triggered by me going to Beyonce.
I know.
She's one of the best artists of our lifetime.
Yeah. Was it because you called into the afternoon show from the or you were like about to go to the concert?
No, I think because I posted about it on Twitter.
Oh, that was it. Yeah, that's usually what bothers people.
Yeah.
All right, 215-592-9494. So the Phillies move Kyle Schwarber back to the leadoff spot. The Stott thing is not working. It's not. His on-base percentage at that spot is under 300. Elliott wants Schwarber back there. I'm willing to put Trey Turner. Turner, Harper, Schwarber, 1, 2, 3 in the order. All right, we'll get to the good from last night when we come back. And no Hugh today, but we will give the prize away that we have. And it's a great prize to tell you about in a similar way. That's next. Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.